Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. Romans 6, 9 to 11. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. My theme for reflection is still alive to God. Still alive to God. There is an old joke about someone trying to quit a bad habit who says, "I gave it up once, it didn't take." I think many of us can relate to that. We struggle with patterns we thought we had left behind. Even in our spiritual lives, we can feel caught between the promise of new life in Christ and the pull of old ways. That is where Romans 6, 9 to 11 comes in, not as a guilt trip, but as a declaration of identity. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Paul is not just offering encouragement here. He is announcing a new reality. The problem is this. Even after coming to faith, Christians often continue to live as if sin still has power over them. We let shame, regret, and defeat define our relationship with God. We are like prisoners sitting in a cell with a door wide open, unsure if we are allowed to walk out. But Paul does not say, "Try harder not to sin." He says, "Count yourselves dead to sin." Why? Because Jesus has already died to it. And more than that, he now lives to God. Not for God as if trying to earn his approval, but to God, a relationship of perfect communion and joy. The risen Jesus is not just an example for us. He is our life. And if we are united with him as baptism symbolizes, then his story has become our story. His death to sin is our death. His life to God is now ours too. Miroslav Volf puts it beautifully. Because God has made peace with the godless can make peace with themselves and with others. The resurrection is the ultimate sign that a new world is possible. This is not wishful thinking. It is reality breaking into our brokenness. It means that even when life does not look victorious, even when we are tired, tempted, or unsure, we live from resurrection, not toward it. Sin no longer holds the deed to our identity. Shame no longer writes our story. And death no longer has the final say. So what does this mean today? It means reckoning with a profound truth. We are not who we once were. We don't have to keep returning to the habits, relationships, or fears that once defined us. We live to God now. Whether that is at work, in traffic, washing dishes, or struggling through a hard conversation, every moment can be animated by the life of Christ within us. That does not mean perfection, but it does mean power. We live by the power of the resurrection, power to forgive, power to love, and power to hope. There are two questions for reflection. Number one. In what areas of your life are you still living as though sin has power over you? Number two, what would change if you truly believed that Christ's life now defines your own? And here is our practical exercise for the day. Write down one habit, mindset, or fear that keeps drawing you back to your old self. Pray over it, then cross it out. Underneath, write, alive to God in Christ. Let that truth shape how you think and act today. Risen Christ, you have defeated death and disarmed sin. Remind us who we are in you, no longer slaves but beloved children, no longer defined by failure but filled with resurrection life. Help us to count ourselves dead to what once held us and alive to the beauty and freedom of your presence. Let your Spirit make this truth real in us today and always. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.